Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Before we get into it, this episode, though, brought to you by a couple sponsors, one being an absolute money sponsor, the only shorts in the game, Bird Dogs. I've been begging our sell people to have Bird Dog sponsors podcasts for a long time. They got pants now, by the way, but it's cold, so you can get their pants and joggers. But Bird Dogs, I'm telling you, stock up now for the spring and the summer. Bird Dog shorts, they got the built-in liner. You don't got to wear any fucking underwear. The built-in comfortable liner, breathable. You can get the longer shorts, the shorter shorts as well. I've now owned Bird Dogs for like 3 years now. I only wear Bird Dog shorts. I do not own any other. I think I own, probably looking at it, I own 16 pair of Bird Dogs. All the same.
That's so many Bird Dogs.
not all the same. Not SpongeBob, but I got the khakis. You got more like the gym shorts. They're just fantastic. Awesome, awesome shorts. Code LIGHTS right now. Code LIGHTS, Bird Dogs, BIRD, dogs.com. You get a free whistle football.
That's right.
Ask your friends about how far you can throw the whistle football.
That's right.
It's like the Nerf Vortex football, but it's free, and it comes with these awesome pair of shorts. Get the pants. The pants are great. They make very comfortable pants and joggers, but also stock up now on those shorts for the summer. I got two of each pair. I have two of them. Just outstanding. The built-in liner, Bird Dogs. Cannot say enough good things about Bird Dogs. Code LIGHTS, birddogs.com.
All right. Time for the bracket. A Lights, Camera, Barstool podcast. Jeff Lowe, Ken Jack, Nick, KB, Owen, Che. Coley back again next week. Actually, 2 weeks. There's a hodgepodge. There's a travel hodgepodge of nonsense next week in LA. And so back in 2 weeks. We have a good one this week, though. Our 14th bracket. It is worst school things. And I will say, they're mostly elementary, middle. Like, it's nothing is college here. This is all grade school stuff.
K through 12.
Yeah, for sure. I was putting it together before we got on, and I was laughing like an idiot by myself. So I'm very excited for this bracket. Here we go. Get right into it. Worst school things. The one seed off the top is obvious. It's a blanket one seed. It's fucking homework. Homework is just one of those things that you just think back on and you say, thank God I don't ever have to. I mean, I guess work is work, but homework is just so much more mundane. And at least that, you know, when work's done, you're sometimes done. When school was done, you feel fucking still in school at home. So that's a good one seed. I don't think anyone has any issue with that. But Ken Jack, I think you did submit the person in class who reminds about the homework.
Yeah, that's actually the worst, I think, worse than homework.
Yeah,
because I feel like with homework, I usually would just like, I would do it in other classes before the period that it was due. And like, so I very rarely did homework actually at home. But like the kid who would remind you to get more work, that kid, just a bitch. Fuck
Kyle,
that
what
guy.
Are you around?
Kyle, okay, KB is currently lifting weights. He's curling.
Wait, did you bring those from your apartment?
Yeah, my backpack was heavy as fuck.
KB is curling right now in Nick's apartment.
Curling some dumbbells. Jesus.
With his dumbbells.
Underrated good thing about school, though, it is the moment that you decide you're going to do homework the next day in the class before. Like at night where you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to play video games or hang out with friends. That's always a great, you're like, fuck it. I'm doing it tomorrow.
Exactly. I have two things here that could upset some people. Homework's great for padding the stats. You can, if you do your homework, you can kind of not study for tests. You can do bad on tests. It's homework's easy. You just have to do it. You can cheat.
It's nothing's easy that you have to do. It's no longer easy once you got to do it.
That is the ultimate Ken Jack quote.
You have to do something. It's like not it takes easy. Away. You know what's easier than doing homework? Not doing homework.
Yeah.
Padding. Oh. How much? How many homeworks equal one test, though?
Yeah, you're right. Grading systems.
A lot.
But you could cheat. Like, you could just look up the answers online with homework, unless it was a paper you had to write.
We're not that. I mean, yeah, the internet was around, but I mean,
listen, I'm not trying to undersell homework as a one seed. It's a good one seed.
Our ages range pretty heavy here. KB and Ken Jack are same age. Nick's a year younger than me. I'm a year older than Nick. Che's a little older than me. Owen, you're significantly younger than I think most of us. But like, I graduated high school and Wikipedia was still fairly questionable.
Yeah, I had Encarta. Do you remember downloading Encarta?
Oh, yeah.
Encyclopedia? Yeah. Yeah, that ruled.
I disagree. Wikipedia is way better, to be
completely
frank.
No, things are come too easy. Encarta, you still had to work.
This is going up against a 16 seed that I think is a good seed, but it's regionally biased. Not for anyone here, because we did all go to school in cold areas. It's delayed school, no cancellation. For
that's
weather.
A bad thing.
Delays are better.
Delay.
Well, Nick loves... 2 hour delays were fire. 1 hour delays were shit.
Yeah, we'll say 1 hour delay, no cancellation. That shit sucked. Mm.
But there's only an upside.
Yeah, you get less school.
It doesn't count as like a missed day that gets tacked on at the end of the year.
It so is like saying 1 hour delay. Yeah.
You could just change it for like a day you hoped was a snow day, like spoon under the pillow, flushing ice, or whatever it is, and then didn't get
spoon?
It.
What?
You didn't ruin my pillow.
I do that all the time.
A spoon under the pillow?
Spoon?
What is that?
Snow day? It's good luck.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll
physically place the spoon under the pillow?
Shit, you've been eating TB12 for a team that doesn't
Whoa, you're laughing, buddy.
Yeah.
Superstitions.
That you are a superstitious guy.
Yeah, you're an adult. You're a parent. You're a dad.
I've never heard of that. Placing a spoon. I've heard pajamas inside out.
Oh, and did you put on the allergy wrap the rabbit hat again?
You went after the spoon and you were wearing inside out pajamas.
I never really did it. I didn't have pajamas. Do you guys have pajamas?
Yeah, I got a pair.
Well, okay, so should we change this then? I feel like it needs to be changed to, you know what's maybe even a worse one? Is when you don't see your school's name on the ticker on the bottom of the TV.
Yeah,
that's right.
Dude, they don't do that anymore. They just send like a text. It's crazy.
That sucks.
Like, it's a terrible way to find out. I mean,
now there's not even going to be any more snow days with Zoom.
The thrill of seeing your school show up on the ticker. Yeah, exactly. And like my high school started with an I, so we were dead in the center. I didn't even have to wait that long, but like, would suck if it was a lower one.
I had a W.
Homework. Ooh. So that's 1 versus 16. Does anybody have a.
Did you guys have the snowbird, or is that a Universal mascot?
What's that?
That was Wheeling Local.
Okay. We had a penguin. West Virginia. There was a penguin that told you if it was canceled.
That sounds part of the course for Wheeling. Anyone have a vote here? Homework versus school not appearing on the news for snow.
Nick, that's like sneaky homework. Closer than you think.
Well, yeah, we changed it, so now it's different. Yeah. This
that's
is a
actually
six-
pretty fucking hard. Like, because,
this is a 16 seed that got their star player back for the tournament, is what you're saying.
Mm. Homework's expected.
And homework's not that hard, and you feel good after you finish it. Like,
but I never did my homework.
Like the idea of padding the stats. You never padded your stats.
I never padded the stats. I coasted.
All right, let's vote. Che?
I'm going to go not seeing your school because homework you're expecting. It's like, all right, I'm going to have this much homework a day. But you're expecting to get your school in those late opening and then you don't. And that is like the absolute worst because now you have to go to school that day and everyone else is off.
Ken Jack.
I think I'm going to agree with Che here because I feel like the second that it snows, you already start like you get a cash advance on the fact that you're getting the day off, basically. You're like, you're sitting there and you're exactly, yeah. You're like, you're already planning out what you're going to do on your day off. You're going to be playing video games until your eyes beat, whatever. Like, you got your whole thing set, even though it's not guaranteed. So not getting it is just so disappointing.
Have you guys ever gambled? Have you ever gambled and not done homework because you were expecting a snow day?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's tough, and that's a combo of the two, it seems. But the letdown of seeing all the other counties, those fucking hicks in Marshall County getting to miss school because their roads are dirt.
Yeah.
Marshall,
Brook, Hancock, closed. Ohio, open.
Bullshit. Would you ever have like rumors too as to why your school wouldn't be closed? Like your town has better plows or something. Like just some horse shit.
Yeah. Except there was that one year that was like a national salt shortage. And then there were snow days like every other day. I think there was a snow day when it was like 65 degrees once.
So that's snow. That's three. KB?
This is insane. You guys are going to get homework out of here?
I mean, homework
sucks.
It sucks, but it's never as bad as the disappointment. It encompasses
everything: writing papers, doing projects.
Right. Yes. Yeah, writing papers.
I might have to switch.
I was only picturing like math homework and projects, not papers.
Yeah, so like that. I will say that.
I forgot about papers, but right. Oh, like it's reading.
You can
cheat of before high school homework. All that.
Yeah.
You can cheat on. But then even then, for me, like before high school homework, like I did have internet in middle school, but like it was the early days. I'm going
home. How many Catholic schoolboys are in here?
Two, right?
Me, Owen. Okay. Oh. Memorizing prayers was brutal.
Oh, yeah. The fucking Nicene Creed.
Nobody cares about the Nicene Creed.
It's all about school on here. Wait, so KB or Nick, are you changing your vote?
I'm changing to homework, yeah.
KB, your homework?
Yeah.
Owen?
Homework.
Yeah, homework. I'm going to go homework. Homework moves on. Good 16. That's 16 seed was late, yeah.
Jeff, you mentioned dial-up internet. This is a true story. I'm not going to say what position for, but I interviewed someone for a job at Barstool last week.
They said they had ad ops?
For, let's just say, business upstairs. They had dial-up internet until 3 years ago.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow. That's kind of awesome almost.
I don't know. I thought it was completely obsolete.
They were loading one Barstool blog a day.
I don't know how you could keep up with Riggs.
Dude, his fucking modem would explode.
If he subscribed to Riggs blogs, his modem would catch on fire.
He gets through one rundown a week.
We could just do a magazine, a monthly subscription.
The 8-9 matchup, very strong matchup. The 8, I rolled a bunch into.
If homework ends up winning this, can we put a shirt in the Barstool store that just says homework stinks?
Yes,
absolutely.
Just adults wearing that shirt would be really fun.
You learned how to do some like mall art today. You could just do something like that. This is homework stinks.
Yeah. That would rock.
The 8 seed is very strong. And I took two of these, took them through college. Spanish/Latin/French classes.
Mm-hmm. So, Latin, a dead language that we were forced to take. Well,
I couldn't cut any of them because I took Spanish through college. I took Latin in middle school. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. The most pointless fucking thing I've ever done. Ken Jack, you had a good one about Spanish class, though. I want you to say what it was. Were you more specific?
Oh, yeah. It's specifically the white Spanish teachers that take it way too seriously and go really hard into leaning into the like wearing sombreros and like doing that shit. Like, no, you can't speak English in this class. You can only address me and ask to do anything in Spanish. Like, those teachers were the worst to me.
You're the guy that wore the poncho to this pod the past couple weeks, right?
Hey, yeah, it was a home poncho. That's different. I wouldn't wear it out.
The white Spanish teacher that goes way too hard always had an overabundance of Day of the Dead merch too. Like just so much. It was the only thing they knew how to reference. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Loved it.
Anyway, did anyone take French?
Never took French.
It wasn't offered.
there was always a significant disadvantage to being in Spanish in the Farmington public school system in Connecticut, because you went to one like Mexican restaurant in Hartford, like once in eighth grade and then in high school. And the French kids, they went to Quebec in middle school and then they went to Paris in high school.
Oh, wow.
Significant. I'm eating flan in West Hartford and someone else is in Quebec. Yeah.
It'd be funnier if they took you to Taco Bell. Would have made this story much
that would have been.
You got to next time test say they could make you go to Taco Bell.
Nine is another. Kendrick, you actually offered this one up. I think it's a good one. The older guy who dates girls in your grade.
Oh yeah,
like almost and that guy almost exclusively dates people in your grade. Like if that him and that girl break up, he dates a different girl in your grade that maybe she was friends with.
We hated him, but we were never like, he's a loser. We were like, we hate him. He's cool.
He's stealing from our pool. That's what we thought. And then, essentially,
we never even considered that he was a gigantic loser.
I remember the seniors at our high school had like an auction for the freshman girls.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I remember who bid on Kayla Vance.
Oh, it was
somebody showed out a lot of pizza dippers for her.
Jeez.
I know who it was.
I know exactly who it was.
See, and that's why we hated these guys.
Yeah. Let's start with KB. We'll start. What do you give leg up to here? Spanish, the foreign language classes, or the older guy that dates girls in your grade?
Well, I think learning a foreign language is a good thing, and it could be beneficial. Latin sucks, but Spanish has. I'm doing the boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's an easy win for boyfriend for me too, because he's just significantly more frustrating to your day-to-day efforts in the dating life. Because like it's easier to try and like ask out someone in your grade, because like usually you grew up with these people, you went to school with them, whatever, and then some fucking like Chad, a senior, just comes in and swoops up every girl in your grade, and it's terrible. Yeah, and, terrible feeling.
And you can't like date that girl after she was with him.
Mm-hmm. You just think about how he's with the quarterback. This isn't too specific. I'm not drawing from
that. two for that one for the 9 seed. Che?
I feel like Spanish, like foreign language classes are a nice break from regular classes because the bar is so low. Like pretty much you just have to be like Puedo ir al baño and then you pass. Like there's no way you're failing that person. So I thought they were kind of a delight. Everyone kind of just gives a half-hearted effort, puts no effort into rolling their R's or using any of those type of syllables. I thought those were a fun class. Definitely the, I think maybe the favorite to win the whole thing is the guy that dips into the lower pools to take your girls, because Ken Jack was right. Like that's your pool. You grew up with them. You've had eyes for some of them for years, and then someone you didn't even have on the radar, being way cooler than you, way more physically developed, goes and takes her babes. The worst.
We're all betas.
Yeah.
That's the issue here.
You're also like a crybaby. Yeah. Like, wow, this older guy's stealing all of my girls. Are you asking me?
I mean, of course. In reality, I like barely ever would have talked. I wouldn't have.
Options are taken by older.
But he's dashing my hopes.
Three votes. Owen?
I liked Spanish. I minored in it in college, so I'll go with the boyfriend.
That moves on.
Also, didn't experience that.
Our Latin. Priest. Our Latin teacher was a priest, Father Jim, and he was the sideline priest for the Browns. And he tried to like brainwash us into all being Browns fans.
That's really funny.
That's a bad priest.
Football coach. I remember he was like calling us pussies and like fighting coaches over fifth and sixth grade football. And he would
he called us like gay slurs.
Yeah. Mm. And he would always brag about how he dominated the seminary league.
Mm-hmm.
The seminary league?
Yeah.
I like the idea of that, it being like the all-black leagues or whatever. It's like, this is the all-priest league. It's like, you got to be a priest to join this one. We got to separate them.
The 5 verse 12. This is a really good one as well. These are strong ones. 5 is running the mile. Running the mile. Mandatory running the mile. The 12 seed.
Nick skipped the mile.
For what? With what excuse?
No, I skipped it.
Oh, you literally skipped it. Okay.
It's a much more efficient way of doing it. You get less time. It's easier on the knees.
The way people should. Power hungry substitute teachers. Which they would often, it would equal a note, or they would act as if they know the curriculum better than your teacher. Yeah, everyone had those. And a lot of times they would move up in sequence with, if they had a kid in the school, and you'd get them for fucking years, years and years of that shit. I have one, I forget her name, but she once took away my friend in sixth grade. He had a replica Indiana Jones whip. And he had it in class, and she's like, "You're gonna attack me with this." But what a preposterous reason to take away he has a whip in class.
It's just a school racist.
Yeah, it is.
He was indie.
I don't want to speak for you guys, but most substitute teachers are Greek. All of ours were very, very Greek.
Huh. Like a hairier Justin Guarini.
Did anyone have a sub who was like your friend's parent who was the cool sub?
No, I had like friends' parents that worked in administration, but never a substitute.
I had that. That was a benefit, because then you'd be like, oh, I'm fucking... But the power-hungry ones who, you know, no matter what, they're writing fucking notes. But then again, running the mile also sucks. I mean, running the mile is dog shit.
Yeah, how do you get it over with? You do a whole gym class.
Yeah, but you're someone who liked running the mile for sure.
Yeah,
you were competitive about it. You probably, I didn't mind it.
Yeah, but you were also you always had to run though for wrestling, right?
Yeah, it was fun to like see how out of shape some of the slobs were.
I was like friends enough with our gym teacher where like we would just skip it. Like, not actually skip it like you, Nick, but like just not do it. And he would just give 7 minutes every time. Like, so we just never did it our last 2 years of high school.
What's the vote here? Owen, I'll start with you. Running the mile or power hungry substitutes?
I'd say power hungry substitutes.
KB?
Yeah, you're not even good enough to be a real teacher, and you're also a dude.
Nick.
This is a no-brainer. It's the substitutes. Usually when you see a substitute, you're like, all right, we're going to trick them into watching Gremlins because it's rated PG, but it shows titties, which we did every time. But every once in a while, you get a bad one.
And Jack?
I think I'm going to go with the substitutes as well. Like mile day just is like one of those ones that just it's so broad, and I feel like so many people hate it that it's good to be on here, but the substitute was worse.
All right, that moves on. And then the last one in the top half of the bracket, the four seed. This is another four seed that had a strong season, but they didn't have their star player and they got it back to the tournament. Random boners.
Yeah.
Random boners. I think almost everybody suggested this.
Really? I picked it. I was like, damn, that was a good one. No one else.
It was on multiple
that.
Ones. Nice. yeah, random boners against – this is poetic. This is like when like Villanova could play like St. Joe's, or like two teams named Wildcats play each other. Random boners against nuns.
Yeah, that's no stranger.
I went to private school. I went to St. Paul's in New Britain, Connecticut for 2 years, kindergarten and first grade. Shout out to the first grade teacher. She ended up owning a movie theater. I don't know. There were nuns, and they were allowed to hit us.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they were absolutely allowed to hit us.
Did you see a kid get hit?
I was hit. They had a little ruler, and they come over and they fucking hit you.
Yes, mommy.
But nuns were on there. KB, you had a more specific nun thing, I think.
Oh, hold on. I'm Googling to see if she's dead or not.
She's got to be dead. Mr. Are you talking about Sister Kathleen?
Yeah, I feel like I Mandela.
I would be willing to guess none of the nuns that were in any of our schools are alive at this point. That would just be
my guess. Sister Frances is still alive, Kyle.
She's Irish. She'll never die.
Yeah, Irish people don't die.
What school did you guys go to?
St. Vincent de Paul.
So Sister Kathleen was a wretched woman.
A wretched woman and, may I say, a legal dwarf.
I remember.
Sister Kathleen Schiffler?
I didn't see her pass her till 8th grade.
I found her. She passed away in 2019. There's
not her
answer.
Last name. She's not. Yeah, it was. No, I know what it is.
She taught at St. Vincent grade school from.
It is Macaulay.
She might be alive. Oh, she, man, I'm fucked.
If she were alive, she's a big stoolie.
But she.
Oh my God.
A coincidental match. But she wouldn't. She would like police our bulges.
Yes.
Like you weren't allowed to be walking around with a visible bulge or boner.
Right. Because like skinny jeans were just getting into style. And so if we were wearing our uniform pants too tight, she would like make sure you didn't have a dick bulge. But we had a dress down day one day and I was wearing my favorite shirt that said, "I lost my homework. Can I have yours?" And I puked on it. And I just had puke like on the front of my shirt. And she wouldn't let me go home because I wore that t-shirt in. She thought it was mean. And so I just had to like rock the whole day with puke on me.
Yuck.
Oh my God.
How often did she get boners in high school?
In high school? When I fuck?
I figure that's when this was going from. High school, middle school?
No, yeah, this is probably 8th grade boners, 7th grade boners.
Did you guys call them narbs? No, apparently.
No, well, why narbs?
No, but I think I will, yeah.
Wait, what was it?
When we used narbs.
We used, there was boobs.
Huh.
Was that for tits?
Boner out of the blue.
Oh,
that's cool.
Fun stuff.
You said no narbs,
apparent,
Owen?
No apparent reason boner. That's what it is. NARB. That's okay. Oh, I like that.
I would get boners at least once a class, and it would almost.
Jay just bricked up 24/7.
At least,
dude,
I was rock hard for like 25 years of high school.
Not that much.
You were just God hard. What percent of the time were you hard in class?
Yeah, all the time.
That's not like NARB. You were chubbing yourself up. Like that's not.
No, hey, there were
too consistently.
Anytime I was within like 5 feet of a woman or a girl at that point, it was Rock City.
Fucking.
I am in a state of shock right now.
Yeah, what grade level?
Like 10th grade?
You had no hormonal control?
For example, like any grade?
No, I mean, not like not elementary school or stuff like that, but like late middle school and then high school. Yeah, definitely. And it always happened towards the end of class, which was the fucking worst.
Then you got to do the gorilla walk out of class.
Yeah, you put your
book hide your butt. You
carry
your
backpack. I don't know how it gets
most
up.
Sophomore year.
Yes, definitely.
Damn. My buddy Logan Seidler had a boner, and he tucked it into the waistband, and he went up to like present, but he put it in front of his shirt instead of the back, so his throbbing dick.
You told this story a lot.
Bring up this Logan
and he got his parents got very upset with you.
His mom called me and was like, "You got to stop doing that."
We had one kid who it was his time to present, and he like visibly didn't want to, but the teacher made him, and then his pants were all fucked up because he had a throbbing cock.
That's the thing.
You're fine. Keep going.
My dick has never was at its hardest in seventh grade. It's all been downhill from there. I'm sorry for interrupting.
She felt bad that she was the one that like made him go up. So she was like telling us to stop laughing and that it's not a big deal. So we did the whole presentation with a hard cock.
Wow. The boner didn't go down from stage fright or anything?
As a teacher, how do you handle that situation? You just gotta completely ignore it.
That kid.
That sounds like the beginning of a porn.
Yeah, that kid has definitely had psychiatric problems from that.
It makes so much more sense and is so much funnier if you know who the kid is too. But
shit,
just bricked up.
Wow. Holy fuck.
How often did you guys have boners during like late?
Probably 2 to 3 times.
Not a ton in high school. A lot in late middle school, for sure. But in high school, I don't think it was as prevalent.
It was not every period.
Not definitely not every period.
Kyle, is somebody knocking at our door? Nah, I don't think.
It's a fucking Steve Chase hard cock just knocking on your fucking door.
That's probably all right, what's the vote, Che, since you have a lot of boner stories, I guess. Random boners or nuns?
I mean, 2002, I might have been the hardest guy on the planet, so the random boners.
Walking around, yeah, like
I'm gonna
do that too.
Even though that nun did fucking hit me, I'm gonna go random boners. Ken Jack,
yeah, nuns are not crazy as scary as just having a boner in class and being forced into doing something. It's a horrifying thought.
Nick,
for living a godly life, nuns, I've never met a nice one. Mm-hmm.
Because they get no pussy much.
None.
Down bad. Every nun is down bad.
I'm gonna go nuns.
KB. Oh, and that. Oh no, that KB. That does not move it on. KB, what's your vote?
I think the random boners weren't always bad.
Mm-mm.
It's kind of a rush.
Literally,
nuns weren't always bad. Sister Janice, one of my favorite teacher, Nick.
I never had her.
But Sister Kathleen.
Neither did anyone else.
I'm gonna go random boners.
That moves on. Oh, and what would you have voted for?
Random boners, I guess.
Okay.
Narbs. I love that term. Thank you for introducing it to me.
Oh. That's a great term.
We had two nuns, and then we didn't, and then we never got any more.
Part for the best.
Damn. Did you guys have any brothers?
In high school.
In college, I did, because I went to a Jesuit school. Brother Rob. Shout out Brother Rob, Manhattan College. Cool dude, actually. Pretty nice.
Yeah, brothers were cool.
What the fuck? What's a brother?
Like Brother John. You remember Brother John? He taught sign language.
Sister Jean.
Just like a priest, basically.
Yeah, it's a priest, but like...
a subsect like the Society of Mary or Joseph or Francis.
Homework versus older guy dating girls in your grade.
This is tough.
Oh, and I'll let you rip this one off the top. Vote.
Yeah, homework.
KB, you can give thoughts too when you're time to vote.
Also, are you talking about like a sophomore dating a freshman or?
I was thinking more like a 2-year gap usually.
How statutory is this?
Yeah, 2-year usually gap. Yeah, senior 2-year freshman. Gap is usually worse. Senior freshmen were the creepiest. We had one of those.
We had a lot of those.
I can't be a hypocrite. I'm going homework.
You were a senior freshman sense. Kid.
I was not a senior freshman kid.
He dated a senior girl. Sophomore.
You were a freshman kid.
Oh yeah.
If you were a freshman dating a senior girl, though, you'd be the coolest guy in the entire planet. Yeah.
No, that's so weird.
My boy Marcus lost his virginity in 7th grade to a sophomore.
Oh, my
God. We were celebrating his rape.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Nick, what's your vote?
Homework.
Ken Jack?
I'm going to go homework as well. It's just a lot more day-to-day.
Yeah, homework. Homework, the one seed moves on. And then the next one here in this top half of the bracket, power hungry substitutes against random boners. I'm starting. Che, I'm going to go random boners. You go random boners?
Definitely. I mean, boners are good, but when they're not for the intended use and they're just, you're stuck with it, absolute worst thing about
it. I mean, it's the most cliche moment in like any high school or middle school, like movie or sick, like that's the worst moment. Ken Jack,
you guys ever have someone in your class who tried to jerk off and stand in his pocket in class? We had one person caught doing that. They got in deep shit. I guess they were trying to massage
Carter
their
Huffman.
Narb.
Carter Huffman.
Carter Huffman another appearance on the bracket.
He was hard all the time.
Carter Huffman this is no joke.
He was a chill dude.
He had the most boners.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go with Narbs.
Nick.
I
I was never a hard kid. And I grew up to a, I'm not a hard adult. I got to go homework.
KB.
Wait, it's they're playing homework?
Oh, no, they're playing substitute teachers, power hungry sub.
Oh, substitute teachers for sure.
Power hungry sub would be a great option at Jersey Mike's or something, by the way. That'd be an awesome yes. one.
KB?
I think that's just a power bottom.
That's also something you can
oh, that's really good. That's really good.
I was going to say what you looked up when you have a boner.
Yeah.
God damn, that's good.
Come on, Kyle.
I like thinking of this literal matchup.
Yeah.
Power.
Oh, like a boner fighting a substitute teacher?
Or a substitute with a boner. A
power. How many hard, how many hard 13-year-olds could you beat up? Honestly, I think none.
yeah, I'm going random boner.
That moves on. That moves on. This episode brought to you by Roman. Most guys have tried different ways to last longer in bed. But thinking about not getting what you want for the holidays, that doesn't work, right? Roman swipes, folks. Clinically proven way to last longer in bed. They're effective, easy to use, fast-acting, and don't require a prescription. You just swipe them on, let it dry, good to go. Come in discreet, unmarked packages as well. That way you don't embarrass yourself or anything. Super easy to use. Take them out of the package, swipe it on, let it dry. Good to go. Go to GetRoman.com/lights to get your first month of swipes for just $5 when you go choose a monthly plan. That's GetRoman.com/lights. The old dick and balls will thank you, folks. All right, bottom half of the bracket. The 3 seed. Creepy teachers. This covers a lot of bases. Creepy teachers. 14 seed. Nick, I let you get this one in here. This may be a hot take. I agree with you. Pizza dippers, which are traditionally just fucking bread and cheese, and you dip it in marinara sauce.
Oh,
tired of having to pretend that they were good.
I think they were called like Bosco sticks.
Bosco. There's a lot of names for them, but it's typically the names may be different. It's typically like bread in the shape of it's just the pizza without the fucking sauce. And then cheese, but sometimes you're like, is there really cheese on here? And then there's always like a cold a marinara. Yeah.
It's usually like a really shitty mozzarella stick in my school. It was kind of like, it was a really bad one, basically.
And everybody pretended like it was the best.
Yes.
Yep. Fucking sucks.
It was awful because it was the only like novelty. A lot of times it'd be the only novelty thing. Did you also have, this is one to throw in here. Did you have rumors that there are schools in like a district next to you or something that they had like Burger King or they have like McDonald's in their lunchroom or something? Do you ever hear that? Like, oh, they got full pizza. Yeah, I always heard
like
that.
The licensed like, chain?
Yeah, they, like Bristol, Connecticut. Them and their ego with fucking ESPN there. They're like, oh yeah, Bristol Central. That's Aaron Hernandez's high school. They got they have Burger King in their cafeteria. I never fucking believed
that. I think Allen High School in Texas has a whole food court with like a Pizza Hut.
Yeah, Allen is like a college basically. We had like mini Pizza Hut pizzas that were like frozen fucking pizzas, but no, pizza dippers. They were kind of like the calling card. They always sucked. I agree, Nick. But
thank you.
They're going up against literal perverts. So
yeah, almost always. By the way, I want to note a gym teacher. Ours
was our gym teacher.
Yeah. Almost always a gym teacher. Actually, a guy from my grade. He was a baseball player. He became a gym teacher and then got busted hooking up with a student and went to jail. So it's like, it's insane. And then there's also another gym teacher in our school that would talk extremely creepily to girls. Like, it's weird.
Was this the guy that you were very cool with and didn't make you run the mile?
Different guy. Thank God. This is Coach Patrick, my guy. State wrestling champ.
It was gym teachers or once high school rolled around, the theater teachers.
Theater teachers are so creepy. My God.
My high schools were too older women, so.
Mm.
Yeah, the creepy one in my high school, I do believe, got fired. I think he was hitting. He was a coach. He was a piece of shit. He was also a health teacher. I actually had him for health class freshman year, so that's the reason why I knew him. Because typically in Texas, teachers at bigger schools are hired to coach. And then they teach some bullshit class. Mm-hmm. They're hired for like their actual sport. He was a piece of shit. Yeah, creepy teachers were tough. The story is always there. Actually, the wrestling coach was considered rather creepy in my high school as well.
Oh yeah.
He happened to be the JV girls B team volleyball coach as well. Yeah.
If that our girls soccer coach was a guy, and he was very creepy as well.
What goes on in your life as a man where you're like, I want to be a girls volleyball coach?
I think honestly, most of the time, it's just like they offer you like a slight bonus to your salary if you just coach a team. Like, yeah, fuck it, I'll do it.
And then like a couple thousand bucks stipend.
Yeah.
But they have to have some sort of like bracelet they wear that, like, oh, they took the job for that reason and not because they're a pervert. Because people, that's why they took the job.
I'm gonna vote creepy teachers, but Nick, I can't undersell the thinking pizza dippers were the shit, even though they.
I'm happy they just made the list. I'm happy they made the bracket because everybody pretended, I think, that they were the best. People would run down to the line to get them. They're not the best. They're actually bad.
What would be the best? What was your go-to?
Yeah, what did you like?
I got pasta salad and Mentos every day.
Breakfast of champions.
Did anyone have like a school like store or like extra area where they sell like the Otis
cookies?
His mom worked there.
My mom was the school store lady, and so hence me getting Mentos. And at the end, they were 75 cents per tube of Mentos. And at the end of my senior school year, I owed my mom $700. So I just got graduation money and just gave it to her for 4 years of Mentos.
Jesus. Kept the company afloat.
Who's voting for creepy? I think this is going to be a creepy teachers. Raise your hand.
Creepy teachers.
Did you guys have breakfast pizza in the morning?
No.
No.
It was just pizza. It was sausage pizza. So if you got there early, you got a slice of sausage pizza.
That's like where breakfast sausage or
Casey's General Store, that popular place in the Midwest does
it was,
that.
It was similar to that.
The sixth seed, group projects, being in group projects versus the 11 seed. I'm going to take a guess. This is Carter Huffman because he also was very similar to another thing that isn't on the list. I didn't want to repeat, but 11 seed is the Booger Kid.
No. It was. Should we say who the Booger Kid was?
There was a cop.
Zach Dobrinsky.
Yeah, he
exactly
was.
Like Mr. Bean.
Yeah, he was. He was the puke.
He looked like Roman Puke
Kid.
He looked exactly like Mr. Bean. And me and Kyle have spent probably, if we tally up the time,
untraceable
4 days to try to find him. Untraceable.
Unheard of in this day and age, and not be able to find anything about a specific person online.
And he was a tiny boy, small in stature, skinny. He was like a smaller spider, but he had so many pubes.
That's why I hate him. I resent him. So he was the one kid that weighed less than me, but he had pubes.
That's so funny.
Oh my god. But I mean, Booger Kid was
I have them now.
What?
Show us KB doesn't have pubes.
Show us one.
I have them now.
KB's like so bitter because he's never sprouted pubes.
Not true. Smarter. I have them now.
Oh my god. Booger Kid was always impressive, like not a care in the world. The pick would be like just for a while. Typically, they would eat it, right?
They would eat it.
The booger would be consumed. Was anyone here the booger person and they don't want to admit it?
No, I was overly cautious about being the booger person.
I don't get where the eating phenomenon came. Like, it was always like...
I was so afraid to be the booger person, I would check my reflection in the solar panel of my calculator, like every 30 seconds.
Jesus.
I don't want to say the person's name because I absolutely see it's getting back.
No, nah, we've been doing it.
Yeah. I feel bad, but he was so unconscious. Like he was the LeBron James of booger picking. Like everything was a no look picking. Like just, he would be doing his, He'd be doing work. He'd be talking. It's just the pick eat, like, right into the mouth every time. And it was just stunning. It was clockwork. Group projects, though, suck ass.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you get paired up with Booger King.
Yes. Or if the power paradigm works out where you have to be the guy that does all the work. If you get paired with, like, a smarter person than you and they're the person that does all the work, it's awesome. But, like, it sucks when you're just at the – like, no one else can even function in that level of high school, and you end up having to do the work.
College, significantly worse for group projects.
Yeah, college is the worst.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So unnecessary.
I took an incomplete on a project in college because the group could only meet on Sundays, and it was football season.
That's a very Stephen Chase story. That makes sense.
You've always been you.
I love that. When do you want to meet? Sunday. I'm good. I'm out.
No, I went to, like, the first one, and I was like, guys, we can't really do this every week. And they're like, no, this is the only day we can meet with our schedules. And I was like, I'm out. Drop the class.
Hell yeah. I had one group project in high school where I got matched with a random kid. And I went to his house, and we went to his basement. And he, like, showed me his stash of mead that he brews.
Mead?
I can picture this kid.
What is mead?
Mead is a honey wine.
Yeah. So we were reading Beowulf in English at the time. He wasn't allowed to go out on the weekend, so he had been brewing mead and drinking it by himself in the basement.
That kind of goes hard.
That goes so dummy.
But yeah, so that was an experience. So
I do want to see Booger Kid move on. So I'm voting Booger.
It's gotta be Booger.
There was a kid in first grade who. I feel like he picked his nose a couple times, but in first grade, everyone's very perceptive about that stuff. So he did eat it, I'm sure. But then for days, people chased him around during recess and just yelled, "Picker nose." I barely remember this kid's name or anything about him except that. I just looked him up on Facebook. He is not doing well. So,
oh, no. Oh,
Jesus.
Jeez. That's sad as fuck.
That's morbid.
I never knew anything about him. I grew up with him for 18 years.
That's like how our anyone else voting Booger? Anyone voting group projects or is a Booger Kid romp?
I'm voting Booger Kid because the Booger Kid in our grade, girl.
Really?
Same.
I'm thinking of a girl too.
In my grade,
or
you're
Booger Kid girl.
My grade was a girl.
I know who you're thinking of, but she's a lesbian.
No. Oh, she. You don't know who I'm thinking of.
I guess not.
Is that a Booger Kid? We'll move Booger Kid on. Seven
Mary
versus
Foster.
Oh my God. She was adopted.
I love name drop.
It's so fun because we could make them up.
I don't have the confidence. Nobody would know. I just feel so bad.
Yeah,
it feels
kind of.
So
once you break the seal, it feels good, man.
The 7 seed is a good one. Forced seating assignments.
Yeah.
Forced seating.
Being separated from your friends sucks.
Yeah. Versus the 10 seed. I fucking love this one. There is no faster kid in the school. Nobody ran more in between classes. Bumped into people, then suitcase backpack kid, and I'm the 10 seed.
our suitcase kid habitually checked his pulse when he walked.
Yes, that makes so much sense.
And I had homeroom with a suitcase kid, and I never spoke to him. And then on our last day of school, he was like, "Nick," I was like, caught off guard. I was like, "What's up, man?" And he's like, "I just want to let you know you're a fucking cunt." And that was like, he held it in for like 4 years. And this dude hated me. He was like, "I'm so excited to get away from your smug ass." I was like, "Dude, we don't know each other." And he hated
That's
me.
So funny.
Suitcase backpack kid darted between classes. I mean, the backpack never was really level with the ground. He'd fly with that thing.
They always had big asses too. They always had like wide hips and a big ass.
Yeah, they had birth and hips for sure.
They always did. They were always dudes, but they had big juicy ass.
Yep. And they're like pushed out so much for some reason.
I love when guys with super big asses, the shirt just like hovers over especially when they're wearing cargo shorts.
Yep.
Oh my
fucking God. Dump truck.
Oh my God. Oh yeah. Fuck. I mean, four seating assignments suck, but I feel like we just made a really great push here for suitcase backpack kid.
Yeah, that's an easy win for me.
Yeah, did you guys ever have K-12 without four seating assignments?
Yeah.
Yeah, here and there.
Without? Yeah, some classes, depends.
I think like some art classes and some like GEs or GEs let you go sit anywhere. But you're right. That is just kind of the norm.
I almost never had four seating assignments.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't have alphabetical. Really.
Once they put you in alphabetical order, the teachers learned your names. It was do whatever you want.
The two seat is math. It's the one topic that snuck in me. Math fucking. I mean, the amount of shit that I stressed.
No, it doesn't. You know it doesn't.
No, you like analytics and football. Like, that's not.
I like real math.
I think we're avoiding something obvious, but let's continue.
Fair.
I mean, when I think back to the amount of shit that I learned, the most that has been the least useful in my life, it was definitely math. Mm-hmm. Like after the first couple years of like learning the basic shit that I use today, Excel, science
is way less.
Yeah, I hate that argument with math. You like people are like, when do you use math? You don't use any subject ever that you've ever taken.
But I agree with that. But my argument is that after a certain amount of years, that shit doesn't apply to me. Like after like the basic knowledge that I do use every day, like the shit I did in college, and even high school.
But I'm saying like people pick on math in general. I feel like that's just fair. School. There, I will say there's a difference in that. Like,
that's,
I
that's
do think
correct.
Certain. Cool. Certain things I think I've learned in like science and stuff like have come up in areas where you can look more impressive. Like I was playing like Trivial Pursuit once, and like they're like, "Yeah, what type of rock makes igneous rock?" And I was like, "Oh, magma." I knew that. I've never been asked to do like Pythagorean theorem or like any sort of calculus. It's never come in handy once in my life. But stuff I've learned in like AP Environmental or whatever bullshit class like that has eventually come up at some point.
But boys, we're podcasters. We don't use anything.
It's just also true.
Like there's
it's mostly pop culture knowledge.
Yeah.
That's very you know how they say like, oh, why don't they teach taxes in high school or whatever? They should have taught pop culture. It would have been way more applicable to most people's jobs now.
The funny thing is should have been taught much harder was fucking anything computer classes, but that's clearly a hindsight thing. At least depending on what your age is. The 15 seed we're gonna pick from. Here we go. Teachers who lick their fingers and turn the page.
They're usually, I'm gonna add on to it, they're usually lip smackers too. Like they do it when they're trying to end the sentence.
Or if you have a hot teacher, it could be very
that nice. Shit and fear.
You, Che. My mind was on boners.
Che, right on the nose with this one. Being unpopular.
Definitely.
Nick, you did this one. Racist after prom themes.
It's always racist.
School dances in general, and I'd argue school dances that have less significance too, like the smaller
Sadie
like
Hawkins.
The spinoff, the sock hop, spinoff dances.
Sock hop.
Getting cut from sports teams. Theater kids. Failing to
really good.
Failing to trick the school nurse.
Yeah, that was always a bummer.
Never had that.
Uniforms and dress code.
Okay.
Never ever an issue for me.
This one actually was in the worst red things. Kool-Aid lips kid.
Yep.
Kid with the red lips. And then, KB, you had a very specific one about superlatives you wanted to say?
Yeah, you're in an eighth grade class of 16 kids and they give out 20 superlatives and you still don't get one.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's me.
We have the receipts too.
I have my eighth grade superlatives. There were 18 kids in my class, 24 superlatives, and up to 3 people of each gender So six could win a superlative, and I didn't get one.
That's so funny.
And it was voted by the teachers. And the first category was, oh no, second category was best legs.
Best looking, best legs, and best
cup. I blogged it. You can go to the blog and see the image. It's very real.
They took superlatives away from my grade in high school because the year previous they used it ironically and they voted like ugly people as prom, like best looking and shit like that. So they took it away from us, which, like, to be fair, we definitely would have done the same thing, but like, still.
The fattest girl I've ever seen in my life won most well-rounded.
That's so
Jesus.
I hate this class. Dickheads.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my Always God. Terrible. So what makes it as a 15 seed?
It's got to be not being popular. That's like almost all of those things in there.
Yeah, it's very true. It's like it encompasses many of them. Failing to trick this, by the way, nothing worse than kind of the great plan to trick the nurse and just getting laughed out of the room.
Yeah.
You can just cheat it. You can cheat it with migraine. Can't do any. Yeah, migraine.
We didn't have a trickable nurse. It was the same answer, like, no matter what. She just said, try to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes sense.
You're bleeding all over her carpet. She go take a shit.
Yeah, take a shit, dude.
She was like, have you tried going to the bathroom? And that
to be fair, it didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually I just had to shit, but like.
So being unpopular, we'll throw in there. Versus math. Che, I'll let you take this one. You suggested being unpopular and you said you love math. I want to know, Che also did nominate teen pregnancy.
How'd that not make it?
I wanted this to be a little more. You gave a couple that were so negative. It was like if we would have put Jared Fogle in the worst mascot bracket. Like you can't have game breakers, you know?
My homeroom class was right next door to the daycare of the school for like all the students' kids. And it, yes.
Holy shit.
And like not everyone
wait,
was
a what?
That a wait list.
Yeah, there was a wait list.
What?
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
Yeah. That's nuts. And so it was just so sad seeing like the people going into the daycare. But it was a class. There was like a daycare class where you could like play with the kids.
Oh my God.
High school kind of is just daycare as it is.
What are we voting on next? What are we sending through? Che, what's your
definitely being unpopular. I mean, being popular when you're in high school and everything feels like the biggest deal in the world. If you feel unpopular, then that's like the be all end all. Like you feel completely worthless. So that versus math. I mean, you can kind of fake math. Actually, you can't. But math is whatever. Mm. Math is cool.
Math is not cool. I liked math, and I think being popular in high school is important to people then and now.
Still.
Yeah, B, I mean, I don't, yeah.
I'd argue there's like being an outcast during those years is probably like the worst experience in life.
Yeah, school, I mean, high school, middle school in general, is just dog shit. And then being, kids are just fucking mean.
Being unpopular as an adult is like pretty easy. You just be a nerd and that's like totally fine because you can find your sea legs and find your community. But yeah, in high school, like you're limited to people who geographically live around you.
Yeah, it's in vogue once you get older.
I wanted to go to senior week so bad with like the cool kids. And I was talking to them about it. I was trying to bring it up in class. And then they came, Gino Catalano came up to me. He was like Nico's brother, but he's like was the most popular guy. He's super hot, kind of looks like Sidney Crosby. He's like, Nick, are you doing anything for senior week? And I said, no, man. He said, will you make our t-shirts for senior week? And I did. And so my senior week was my mom taking me to Rogers Flea Market in Ohio, and I bought a Ninja Star.
Stop. that hurts.
They gave me one of the t-shirts though. They got an extra one from me.
Like you were like some outcast.
I wasn't an outcast.
You were just a pushover. So yeah, Gino was gonna ask because he knew you would.
I did.
Gino.
Creepy teachers against the Booger Kid in round two. Booger Kid is gonna be stunned to hear that he may get votes here against the pervert teacher.
Sorry. Yeah. Were you guys able to see my exposed brick by accident?
Damn.
What's the vote, Che? I'll start with you. Booger kid versus creepy teachers.
Definitely.
Yeah, creepy teachers is approaching on Jared Fogle game breaking the Borth mascots. Ken Jack.
Yeah, I gotta go creepy teachers. It's weird because like most of us are dudes, and I feel like usually it was like a guy girl thing. So like we aren't even the ones who had to suffer as badly since we're all dudes. So at the same time, like it was really fucking creepy and weird to witness. So I not to say I even remotely understand the fear that a lot of those girls had to go through. So I gotta go with the creepy teacher.
the next matchup is suitcase backpack kid against being unpopular. Owen.
Suitcase backpack kid. I just want to keep talking about him, I think.
Yeah, I do too. I agree. It's my vote. Kyle.
I would rather have a briefcase backpack kid.
That's kind of the same
briefcase.
Thing.
Briefcase.
Like, just a briefcase?
Wear a mask and just held a briefcase.
No, I didn't even have, isn't it?
I think so.
Hmm.
No, I mean the kid who had the suitcase, the backpack on wheels.
Wheels, yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Oh, I was thinking briefcase in my head.
Like a literal. Like,
oh no. I mean the kid who had the.
We didn't have anyone like that.
No, we had the briefcase backpack kid.
Hmm. Ours was an LL Bean backpack.
You were talking about
like a backpack that has wheels on the end.
Yeah, kind of like luggage almost.
Yeah, it's luggage.
Pull it backpack.
Carry on luggage, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess any non-traditional backpack.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, our kid who I would consider the backpack kid, he didn't use one of those. He just legit just an overstuffed, worn down LL Bean backpack. Didn't even have his initials.
Bag kids?
Oh, yeah.
It was brutal.
What? Are we going for
plastic suitcase? Bag kids?
Suitcase backpack kid? Is that moving on?
Oh, so I don't know because I'm not voting for that because. Oh, okay. Yes, I am actually. I was thinking briefcase. There was a briefcase backpack kid in our school that was cool.
I believe that.
Really?
He wore a suit and slicked his hair back. And senior year, he wore a t-shirt.
He went to high school with report of the week?
Pretty much. No, because like his last day, senior year, he was a year older than me. He like wore a t-shirt and he was fucking jacked. Just like
Damn,
handsome.
That's
Yeah, it was so sick.
We had a guy like that. His name is John Schnepp, and like one day he just started doing one arm pull ups in gym, and it instantly translates to cool.
Ours was named John Schnepp as well.
The final four: homework against random boners. I think this is obvious. I think random boners has a
Narbs.
Right?
Ooh, homework sucks, man. Sometimes boners like they felt good.
Yeah. I guess a good rebuttal. All right, you going to homework then, Nick?
Boners feel good more often than homework does.
That's very true.
It's true.
All of this stuff doesn't sound that bad.
Well, pervert teacher doesn't sound
so
too bad,
bad
too.
In the moment. I mean, now you're living real life, though. In the moment, though.
It was the end of the world back then.
Homework you get once per day. Boners.
Well, with you, I mean, you were a chronic boner problem.
Minimum.
Yeah, you had a legit problem. You had like a blood flow issue.
Yeah.
You were walking around bricked up 24/7. I think that's like a medical thing.
Doctor, I.
Che, what's your vote? Che?
I'm voting boners.
Okay. Ken Jack?
I'm going with Narbs, and I kind of like how you guys noted Narbs, that. Like, yeah. Sometimes they felt kind of good because, I feel like for a second, once you realize the Narb, like you'd be like you'd entertain the idea for a second. You're like, oh, this is kind of cool, and then you're like, oh wait, no, this is actually really bad. And then,
let me clarify something. Boners were awesome, but it left you up to chance. It was a very dangerous game because you could get called up to do something at any time, in which case, lights out. Everyone's gonna.
I just remember my dick being so hard that like I could hear my pulse in my ears. And it's just not like that anymore.
Oh, it was so hard.
Is that random boner moving on then?
I'm thinking about it now.
I used to take it straight down to my basement at 12 a.m. to watch Girls Gone Wild commercials. Hear those beautiful
They don't make
drums.
Them like they used to.
So, creepy teachers.
Used to be a proper country.
Backpack kid.
So the creepy teacher would hone in on like the nerdy kids in the class and make fun of them with us to try to impress like the girls.
Yes.
And that was kind of sick.
Yeah, at the moment you're like, damn, look how much like girl attention he's getting. This guy rocks, not realizing what's going on.
He mistook like cool for wanting to fuck teens.
Yeah, exactly.
Owen? My teachers were priests, so it was double priest.
That's a trump card. KB.
Wait, what's the matchup again?
Creepy teachers were suitcase backpack kid.
Oh, creepy teachers.
Nick?
Suitcase backpack kid.
Ken Jack?
I think suitcase backpack kid was kind of cool, actually. Like, for the most, he's mostly like harmless, and like every now and then he's like, whoa, look at that. It's kind of cool. But no one thought that about creepy teachers, man. They were a fucking menace.
I'll move on creepy teachers. Random boners versus creepy teachers in the championship.
Dream come true.
It's a match made. UNC Duke in the finals. Owen. All right, I'll start with Che. We were going last time. Che, give your vote.
Can we have Jerry Thornton like break the tiebreaker?
Yes.
Well, the whole world's gone.
No way. There's no way that's what he sounds like. No way. Oh, my God. We're going to hear this fucking call and I'm crying laughing.
He sounds just like Livia Soprano.
What are you talking about? And it's very Livia Soprano.
He can only do one impression and one phrase, and it's that every single time.
I know, no. In Sopranos, man, you're still burning your way through it.
And the way he says it and the line it is makes it sound like it's the Joker. Say it again, God.
It sounds like Olivia Soprano a little bit. It's not
the
terrible.
First time I did it,
that was like 2019 Joker painting his face.
I caught Kyle listening to that on loop so he could learn how to say it in one of the side rooms at work.
Sheer, and it worked the day will. I delivered it. People loved it.
That's so funny. Oh my God. I can't. It really does sound like Livia Soprano. It wasn't terrible.
We might have to go without Thornton.
Yeah.
Creepy teachers, right?
All right, let's vote then. I think we'll call no Jerry Thornton to come. Download Do Your Pod, Patriots podcast. Mm-hmm.
Shout out Nick Fasoli.
Hey, what's your vote?
Yeah, Jeff Sully.
Ooh. That's tough. Oh, he said he can be on in 5 minutes.
Wait, I was kidding. I don't.
Just do a phone call.
No, we're not gonna do that. I respect it. We don't need to do that.
No. We'll just Jeff. Can you throw a picture of Jerry Thornton? We'll just get Kyle to say what he was gonna say.
Just text him. Just text him the question, Jay. Get his one vote. Oh my God. In the meantime, I'm going to be voting for creepy teachers. Ken Jack?
Got to go creepy teachers.
Nick?
I'm going to go boners.
KB?
I don't think the world revolves around me. I think other people have experienced creepy teachers to a very traumatic extent.
Okay.
That's your vote?
What?
Wait, is that your vote?
Yeah, I thought it was implied. Yeah.
Okay.
I was waiting for it too. I was waiting for the other foot to drop there.
Yeah, I respect victims as well. The priests, teachers.
Oh, so, yeah.
I respect victims of narbs as well, though. So,
narbs.
Check your privilege, white boy.
I'm offended Narbs made it to the finals. If you were good at hiding them, it was just Jay did it for years.
Yeah, I mean every period. It was a battle every 40 minutes for this guy.
I mean, you're sitting down most of the time, so not a big deal. The problem was just like if it's end of the class, getting up, plus wearing jeans, like it's a lot harder.
But how did you not get like some sort of like military grade anxiety having to do that battle every single period? Every single day with a fucking rock hard cock. Like, that's crazy to me.
I mean, most of the time you're just sitting down and just spacing out and looking around and be like, holy shit, like, check out these girls.
Oh my God. All creepy the time. Teachers. wins worst school thing. That's it. Any thoughts? Anything else?
No, I think the true champion won today. That was a pretty good one.
Yeah, that was fun.
Well, no, they're not actually good people, but it was a good villain, good bad guy.
Yep. All right, creepy teachers, you're all pieces of shit. That's the winner. 2 weeks from now, we'll be back. We'll think about it. I don't know what we'll do. That was a fun one, though. That was a good laugh. That's it. Thanks for watching and listening. We'll talk to you next time.